Tim Flannery joins us. Tim, you've got a new album out and a gig at Slim's tonight, right?
I do. A brand new record called Three Ring Circus. 33 years on the road and three world championships up here the last 5 years. There's a lot to write about. And we're playing at Slim's, releasing that record tonight at 8 o'clock. And all the money from that record will go to a nonprofit we started called the Love Harder Project. And we're going to try to fund that and help Brian Stowe again to go out. He's been speaking to schools about bullying and violence, and he tells people he's been beat up. He was beat up by adult bullies, and makes the kids take a vow to stay away from violence and to love harder. That's why we're called the LoveHarderProject.org. And Jake Peavy, the pitcher of the San Francisco Giants and a friend of mine since he was 19 years old, will be opening at 8 o'clock.
He's a hardcore musician, right? I know that. Didn't he do something with the Grateful Dead? And what's his whole deal?
He is. I had him when he was 19 years old in San Diego, and he says, in his way he talks, You gave me my guitar. You taught me how to play songs. You ruined my life. Yeah, he's into it. And he's got a cool little band from Alabama and plays, he'll probably play a Dead song. And he's come a long, long way and he loves it.
Well, Tim, the Three Ring Circus that you refer to in the name of your album, does that refer to your crazy life in baseball or your crazy life out of baseball?
In baseball, I mean, the first line, I met pirates and preachers, gamblers and teachers on the road I've been traveling down.
Well, you won three World Series with the Giants and you left last year. So it's kind of like you left. Talk about leaving at the pinnacle of a career, right?
Yeah, it was time for me to go. I've done it 33 years and 26 years in the major leagues. But I've also got 14 records out. And you people here at KFOG put Hillbilly Rain on your record. So I can't thank you enough for that. But it was time. It was hard for me the last year or so. And, after you win, I mean, what do I got to do? Got to win 4 world championships, 5 world championships until you just fall over?
The answer is yes. You're supposed to get one ring for each finger, Tim.
I only have three. I have three kids, and I'd been to the World Series 5 times, and I had 2 losing rings. So I needed to get that third because you can't give your daughter, hey, here's a losing ring, and your other daughter gets a winning ring.
Now, I need to ask you the transition from baseball. It must be good to have music as a way to spend your time. Now that you're not spending all that time on baseball.
I've played a bunch of shows, probably 50 shows, and after we release this record, we'll be doing it again a lot. We come up here a lot. We play the Fox Theater, Redwood City, and after Thanksgiving, Freight and Salvage. I played the High Sierra Music Festival in July this last summer. It was unbelievable. 4 nights and 10,000 hippies, and we all camped out together. And then the following week, I played Santa Cruz Mountain Festival. And following this show, I go down and do a show with Boss Gags in San Diego.
You know, obviously, with the history in the sports world, you know, you're rubbing elbows with all kinds of people, sports figures that people look up to. When you cross that line into the world of music, are you ever kind of starstruck by people that you're playing with or people that you get to meet? And if so, let's hear the names. Let's hear some name dropping right now.
All right. Well, Jackson Browne's on one of my records, Pieces of the Past. You can check it out on iTunes. Bruce Hornsby's on one. Bobby Weir, Jerry Jeff Walker. I've done shows with Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, Thorogood, Linda Ronstadt.
But who
Buffett.
Were you most starstruck over?
Originally, Jackson Browne. Yeah. I grew up listening to his music on the radio, and I surf with him once in a while, and he came up to... I live off the grid. That's a whole other story. And
no,
so
no, no. I want to hear about this. Awesome. Hold on.
Well, I'm north of Santa Barbara. I've been there since 1985, and I have a barn. I have a house other places, but I like to live here. And 4 solar panels, the 6 car batteries, no electricity, no telephones. I've got a beautiful water well, propane runs everything, and I'm up a canyon. So, and Jackson's about 3 canyons over. Now, he's got a beautiful home, different than mine. Mine's off the grid, and, old, you know, I like it that way. And Jackson came up the canyon, and he came out on my deck, and it was real surreal to see all of a sudden, oh, who's this truck coming up? Oh, it's Jackson. And I reached over when he got on my deck because I had this song called Pieces of the Past, and I reached to turn it down because he knocked my hand away. He goes, I want to hear it. And after he after he heard it, he goes, I want to sing on that song. I go, oh, okay, you know, why not? Hall of Famer, sure. So I got to spend the day at his studio, and that was a day I'll never forget. You know, it was, we started, he's very obsessed, and he's a perfectionist, and we started with fish soup that he had to have for his pipes. Then we went back on his piano, and I didn't take any pictures of it, which probably was the best. And we're sitting on that piano, and because he's singing this hillbilly part, because it was a Kentucky mountain song, and he goes, I've never done that before. And then he laid a beautiful part that you can check out. But yeah, he was the guy that I got all, you know, tingly, because he's so genuine.
Well, Giants fans missed seeing you at third base, but they can go see you tonight at Slim's. And tell us about this song you're going to play now.
I didn't know I was going to play one.
No, the one you're playing. The magic of radio.
Yeah, okay. It's called Time Changes Everything, and this record is more... It's got a lot of San Francisco influence, and it's got a lot of electric. This record's more of a, almost like a, sounds like a petty rock album. But when you're here with one acoustic guitar and not your band, this is how it was written. It's raw, and it's called Time Changes Everything.
Tim Flannery.
The desert's full of flowers, seasons in full bloom. Mountains once volcanoes, for a moment hide the moon. The radio was playing songs we used to sing. White lines down the highway call, time changes everything. I remember as a child chasing after dreams. Ride our bikes down the hill so fast, the tires seem to sing. I heard those wheels in motion, something crossed my mind. Left my home at 21, and the world was mine to find. Up around the corner, far out in the wind, miles stretch behind me of the man I once had been. These towns all look familiar, they go by a different name. Memories like the dreams I've chased, time changes everything. There's a picture on the mantle, a moment framed in time. The day you gave your heart to me and the day I gave you mine. We made love in Amarillo, spilled champagne in Detroit town. Danced across the mountaintop without making any sound. Up around the corner, getting hard to see. All that's familiar to me now, like history. The love we share together shines like a diamond ring. I love you more than yesterday. Time changes everything. I love you more than yesterday. Time changes. Everything.
Tim Flannery, go see him tonight at Slim's.